You have my papers, which I delivered, or?
I do, thank you.
I think the only other person here is Mr. Elliot Bernstein.
Morning, Your Honor.
Hi, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, how are you?
I'm good.
You feeling better?
My wife isn't. She just got out of surgery yesterday. Mr. Rose couldn't reschedule this, but.
Just to bring up speed, right, we're solely in the Shirley Bernstein estate matter.
Shirley only, I know.
So Judge Phillips entered an order February 1st of 2016 that Elliot Bernstein is not a beneficiary of the Shirley Bernstein estate, is not allowed to participate in the proceeding. But he's always here, and if you want to hear him, I have no objection. But just when Your Honor was, we had hearings before Your Honor, although it was a retired Judge Frusciante sitting in your seat, and he approved the settlement of a lawsuit with Tesher and Spalina. That was the only thing that was keeping the estate open. It was reopened by Judge Cole, and there were some issues, particularly two that I would tell you about. One was a will contest that was resolved by a final judgment that's now final and non-appealable, and then there was this claim against the law firm. So that's all resolved, and this is the first step in shutting this down. We'd like to close the estate, discharge the personal representative. I can tell Your Honor that the entire estate was administered by Shirley Bernstein's husband before he died. There's never been an asset in the estate, and the sole beneficiary is my client in his capacity as the trustee of the Shirley Bernstein Trust. So the only person that, there's no objections of anyone that has standing to object, and there's no need to keep an estate open that has no assets. And the only other point I would make out is there was no appeal filed of the order approving the settlement. There wasn't a wild document filed by Elliot Bernstein pro se, but it violates the Fourth District's ruling that he's not allowed to file pro se appeals. So I don't believe there's any impediment to the settlement, and it's time to close the estate.
Mr. Elliott?
Yeah, well, most of that was false. That's the first problem. And regarding the, I'd like to take a minute to address the hearing you weren't here at.
You, no, we won't do that today.
Well, he brought it up. So it's important to the closing of the estate. He's saying that based on that hearing, there were two orders entered while you were gone. Those two orders weren't called up for motion that day by yourself when you sua sponte ordered that hearing. Meaning if you look at your hearing order, there was no motion for Tesher and Spalina to be heard at all. And factually, you called up a hearing in Simon's estate, and they issued an order in Shirley's trust, which wasn't even called up for hearing. So both those orders are technically, I would assume, void. Neither were called up for hearing that day. So I don't know how the judge who's retired, you know, cognitively did that, but those orders, you should take a look at. You ordered a hearing. Neither motion for Tesher and Spalina's settlement was called up that day. So I was blindsided. The judge didn't know what was going on. He issued two orders and one in a case that wasn't even called up that day. So I'm not sure how that all plays out. You weren't there, you called it up, but you could certainly take a look and, you know, void whatever orders aren't applicable. Second, Mr. Rose is stating that there's an order, and this is the same scam and fraud they tried to pull in my father's estate, saying I didn't have standing in that estate on the first day I met you, which you then issued an order stating I did have standing and was a beneficiary there. By the way, the will language is the same here, so I'm kind of surprised he's trying it again. But the order he's referring to does not take my standing away in the estate of Shirley Bernstein. It says specific to this case, meaning Shirley's trust. And there's been no orders entered into in this case saying I don't have standing, and there's no order saying I'm not a beneficiary in this case, and there's never been a will construction hearing to determine the beneficiaries, but a plain read of the will shows the five kids and my father are the beneficiaries. I was petitioned for administration, and I have a copy of that. You've got a copy in the record that clearly delineates me as a beneficiary. So this whole claim that I'm not a beneficiary with standing is built on bullshit. Excuse my French.
We don't do that.
Well, sorry.
That's okay. You know I'll listen to your argument, but we don't do that.
Okay. Well, built on false statements to mislead the court.
That's an appropriate.
Okay. And that is an abusive process that continues. And and I want to state that this estate was opened based on fraud, very serious frauds. And then in the last hearing and in the court filings, you've now received information from my son's attorneys that everything done on his behalf for the last 2 years was illegal because the guardian.
He's not to raise his son's
argument. I'm not raising it on my children's defense.
His son's lawyer withdrew his objection to the Tesher's plea and settlement at the hearing.
That's because they were told they didn't have standing.
I will take it all under advisement.
Okay.
But I'll give you got one more minute because I have a special.
Well,
I look behind you. I have a special minute.
Okay. So, well, those are my key points. I could go through his motion. And, you know, discuss.
One more minute.
Well, that's why I didn't think it was appropriate for this UMC.
I'll look at everything and review everything. I looked at it last night, but I wanted to hear your argument today. And I'll get it out by the end of the week, by tomorrow.
Thank you.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Feel better.
Thank you.